Okeechobee's True Country. Before that, one of my favorites by Toby Keith, Wish I Didn't Know Now. And it is now time for Taylor's Table, where we talk about everything in the kitchen, whether it be cooking, tips and tricks on how to clean certain things or how to make certain things, prep and whatnot. And, we give you some fun facts and what have you. Want to thank our sponsors, Big Lake Growers Asian Market, where you can get all kinds of different Asian sauces and foods, anything you want to make whatever cuisine that you need. Want to also thank Freedom Ranch Okeechobee, which they have monthly events, and they are also available for rentals for things like weddings and family gatherings. And also my yoga studio, Wildwood Yoga and Wellness. Big Lake Growers Asian Market is Okeechobee's one-stop place for all kinds of Asian foods, sauces, spices, and more. Plenty of frozen food for nights when you're short on time. Big Lake Growers Asian Market is unlike any other store in town. Stop in today and check out all Big Lake Growers Asian Market has to offer. Open Wednesday through Friday, 4 to 8 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 to 4. Located off Highway 710 after the Y on the right.
Freedom Ranch Okeechobee is the perfect place for weddings, reunions, birthday parties, showers, meetings, and office parties. This is your special event, and we want to make your time at Freedom Ranch Okeechobee fun and enjoyable. Freedom Ranch has an indoor building that seats up to 100 people. Tables and chairs are included. We also have a full commercial kitchen, walk-in refrigerator, and freezers, too. We have full bathrooms, showers, and RV hookups. Create magical memories at Freedom Ranch Okeechobee. For more information, call 863-697-9898.
Are you stressed out, looking to start a movement practice, but unsure where to start? Ever wondered what yoga is? Join us for classes at Wildwood Yoga and Wellness. Locally owned and operated since 2019, Wildwood offers various forms of yoga as well as rollology. Want to improve your posture and build strength? Join us for classes. Full schedule can be found on our website. Go to www.yogawellness.com or call 863-673-4670. Private classes are available. All right, so let us commence this episode of Taylor's Table. I think this is episode 145, which is just fantastic for me. I am so happy that this has been such a success. So today is not National Beer Day. It's actually tomorrow, but I wanted to go ahead and dedicate this episode to the third most popular beverage out there. Underneath water and tea is beer. And I do just want to mention, guys, if you don't drink beer, that's totally fine, but I'm just going to give you some fun facts and information about beer. So, first things first, right? How is beer classified? Every beer that you have either had at a bar, restaurant, brewery, wherever, can be broken down into two basic types, ales and lagers. The main difference between an ale and a lager is the type of yeast used to ferment the beer. Now, I want to be very clear here. I am not a beer connoisseur. I have never worked in a brewery. So please take everything I say with a grain of salt. I did my research, and that is what I'm explaining to you guys. So, ales are created through top fermentation, a process in which yeast ferments at warmer temperatures and settles at the top of the beer. Yeast used to make lager tends to settle at the bottom of the beer, and the fermenting process is longer and takes place under cooler temperatures. The yeast in ales has a higher tolerance for alcohol than the yeast used in lagers. All right, so let's get into all the different types of beers. So we have pale ales. Types of pale ales include blonde ale, English pale ale, American, and an amber ale as well. They tend to be hoppy and feature light malt flavors, which give the drink a bitter aftertaste. I am not a fan of pale ales at all. Then we have India pale ales. Usually have a golden or amber color. This beer tends to be bitter due to the number of hops used to brew it. However, many brewers add citrus or herbal tones to the IPAs, which help balance the bitterness and make it more flavorful. The drink possesses a higher alcohol content, and many patrons may find this drink to be strong. They've got English, Imperial, New England style, West Coast, and American IPAs. And it's also telling me the food pairings with this, which would be fried foods, meats, fish, or poultry. Pilsners. Originating in Pilsen, Czech Republic, this light gold drink is typically made with malts, hops, and neutral or hard water. Pilsners stand out from other lagers because they have a dry, slightly bitter taste. The beverage is extremely popular during the summertime because it's easy to drink and has a low alcohol content. They have Czech, German, and American Pilsners, typically served with things like soft cheeses, seafood, and pork. Now, my personal fave, my number one, stouts. Stouts are well known for their dark color and thick, creamy head. They feature a heavily roasted flavor that comes from unmalted roasted barley that is added to the wort. Stouts often contain hints of coffee, chocolate, licorice, or molasses, which makes this beer unique and great to pair with desserts. Some types of stouts include milk stouts, oatmeal, oyster, American Imperial Stout, American, and Irish Dry Stout. Out, which my number one favorite beer is, you guessed it, Guinness. Although I have had some local stouts that are really, really good. All right, porters. Porters originated in London during the 18th century and are well known for their toasty aroma and roasted flavors. They are made with roasted brown malts and barley, which give the drink strong notes of things such as chocolate, toffee, coffee, and caramel. Although porters have a similar color to stouts, porters have a crisper taste. Can you guys guess what my second favorite beer is? Porters, yes. They have English porters, American Imperial porters, Baltic, smoke, and robust, typically paired with smoked foods, barbecue, and you guessed it, desserts, right? How can you have like a porter with all this sweetness to it? You gotta have it with a dessert. All right, brown ales. Brown ales range in color from amber to brown and are mellow but flavorful. The majority of brown ales feature chocolate, caramel, citrus, and nut notes. However, depending on where the beer was brewed, it'll likely have a different flavor. The English version of the brown ale is usually dry and nutty, while the Americans tend to be more hoppy. Wheat beers, yes. With wheat as its malt, this beer has a smooth texture, hazy body. This beer has very little hops presence, and its flavor depends on the type of wheat used. They have American, Belgian, and a couple others that I cannot pronounce because my German's not that great. Now, this one's my least favorite, the sour ales. They are brewed with wild yeast and bacteria to help provide them with high levels of acidity. The acidity gives the beer a tart or sour flavor as opposed to the bitter flavors you usually taste in other ales. Many brewers also add things like fruit and spices to wild ales to give them a fruity profile. Types of sours include Flanders Red Ale, American Brett, American Sour, and Belgian Fruit. These types of beers are typically served with fruit tarts, salads, seafood, and veggies. So, obviously that is not all the beers in the world. There's all kinds of different ones that go under a lot of the categories I talked about today, but I hope that this inspired you to kind of think outside the box. If you're somebody who typically just drinks Bud Light or Budweiser, maybe it'll entice you to try different beers. But either way, drink whatever you like. And as always, guys, drink responsibly. Want to thank our sponsors, Big Lake Growers Asian Market, Freedom Ranch of Okeechobee, and Wildwood Yoga and Wellness. And the song I picked to kind of segue from Taylor's Table goes perfectly with what I talked about today. A little bit of Merle here. And... thanks for listening.